The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Those of you in person and those of you on Zoom, we welcome you. And we're going to talk about Lunasa, which I don't know that everyone's that familiar with, but it's one of the lesser known holidays on the wheel of the year. And it's between the equinox and the solstice. It's midway between them. And in the olden times, they celebrated it because that's when you had the first harvest. So now, Lindy will do the chalice lighting. Turn it over to her.
This Abundance of Our Lives Together by Katie Sivani Gelfand. We light our chalice as a symbol of gratitude as we celebrate the abundance of our lives together. In this sanctuary, we harvest bushels of strength for one another and offer our crop with the hands of compassion and generosity. In the authentic and gentle manner of our connections, we cultivate a simple sweetness to brighten our spirits. May we be grateful for the ways we nourish and uplift each other, for it is the sharing of this hallowed time together that sustains us. May the peace be with us.
Luckily, it's burning brightly today. Let's hope that's significant, right? Okay, and now we will have our gathering song, We Gather Together, and it's sung in our video from the First Unitarian Church of Baltimore. It is hymn number 349, if you'd like to read it in the gray hymnal, but the words are on the screen. Please rise as you're willing and able. And now David Perry will do our moment for all ages.
That'll be good. All right, so I would invite said children to join me up here because I have some objects you might want to shake around. Here, boy. Why did I know you would shake one? Anybody else? They're colorful. They're noisy. Things children love. Two for that leader. Oh,
I'll take your bag around. Okay.
All right, take my bag around. So I will be singing along with a woman named Kellyanna. On our screen, we will hopefully have the chorus for this song. Like a lot of old Celtic things, it goes on and on and on.
Lieu of the sun, lieu of the sky, lieu of the summer days gone by, lieu of the harvest, corn and wheat, lieu of the blazing heat. King of the people, friend of the sheep, father of heroes, son of the sea, giver of vitality, lord of the dances, he. Lieu of the long arm, lieu of skill, lieu of courage, unbending will, blacksmith forging the battle spear, warrior revered. King of the people, friend of the she, father of heroes, son of the sea, giver of vitality, lord of the dances, he.
Hey, we found it.
Lieu of a lightning, lieu of the storm, swift and steady with thunderous roar, lieu of blackened sky and rain, power of hurricane. King of the people, friend of the sheep, father of heroes, son of the sea, giver of vitality, lord of the dances, he. Handsome champion, eternal youth, fearless leader of strength and truth, host of games, the field events, and feast filled with merriment. King of the people, friend of the sheep, father of heroes, son of the sea, giver of vitality, lord of the dances, he. Masterful bard, honey-tongued, musical lute, the shining one, plucking harp strains of sorcery, golden poetry. King of the people, friend of the sheep, father of heroes, son of the sea, giver of vitality, lord of the dances, he. Lieu of the sun, lieu of the sky, lieu of the summer days gone by, lieu of the harvest, corn and wheat, lieu of the blazing heat. King of the people, friend of the sheep, father of heroes, son of the sea, giver of vitality, lord of the dances, he. Lord of the dances, he. Lord of the dances, he.
Thanks, David. Good job with the shakers, everybody. So some people say that Lou Ganassa was named after Lou, but actually another version I read said that he started the tradition to honor his mother, who was the person, or the goddess, I guess, responsible for clearing the lands for agriculture. And she was very tired from doing all that. So they had to have a celebration for her. In the ancient Celtic calendar, Lou Ganassa, also known as Lammas, holds a special place as one of the eight holidays that make up the Wheel of the Year. Celebrated generally on August 1st, we're a couple days late, in the Northern Hemisphere, This holiday marks the beginning of the harvest season and is associated with Lu. Lunasa, which means the commemoration of Lu, traces its roots back to ancient Ireland and the Celtic people. It was named in honor of him, the Irish sun god, who was revered for his skills in many areas such as craftsmanship, poetry, and warriorship. The festival served as a way to honor his divine presence and to express gratitude for the abundant harvest that sustained the community. During Lunasa, people would come together to participate in various festivities. These activities often included athletic competitions, feasting, dancing, storytelling, and crafting intricate corn dolls. This festival was a time of joyous celebration, community bonding, and giving thanks for the blessings of the land. Lunasa was also a time when the first grain harvest occurred, and as such, grain and bread play a prominent role in the symbolism of the holiday. The ongoing popular tradition of harvest festivals still occur today in many rural places. Actually, Nicole left, she was here for the Mystics, and she went to one that is like an outdoor celebration in a park of Lunasa today. In contemporary times, Lunasa continues to hold significance for many individuals who follow earth-based spiritual paths. Although the original architectural context may not be as prominent in our modern lives, the essence of Lunasa and the first harvest remains relevant. It is a time to recognize and appreciate the fruits of our labor, both literally and metaphorically. Lunasa serves as a reminder to pause and reflect on the accomplishments and personal growth we have experienced thus far in the year. It is an opportunity to express gratitude for the abundance in our lives and the relationships that nourish us. Many people celebrate by sharing a meal with loved ones, engaging in creative endeavors, or spending time in nature, connecting with Earth's bountiful energy. Within the Wheel of the Year, Lunasa occupies a unique space as a time of transition. It marks the shift from the vibrant energy of summer to the gradual descent into autumn. As the days begin to shorten, it is a natural moment to turn inward and reflect on our own personal journeys. Lunasa invites us to evaluate the goals we set at the beginning of the year and assess our progress. It is an ideal time to review our intentions, projects, and aspirations, allowing us to course correct if needed, reflecting on the seeds we have planted, both literally and metaphorically, we can assess what has come to fruition and what requires further attention. Additionally, Lunasa offers an opportunity for introspection and self-care. As we celebrate the abundance of the harvest, we can also acknowledge our own personal growth and achievements. This reflection allows us to honor our own unique talents and strengths, recognizing the ways in which we contribute to the greater tapestry of life. It is a festival deeply rooted in ancient Celtic traditions, and it continues to resonate with many individuals today. As we honor the god Lu and his mother and celebrate the harvest season, we also embark on a journey of personal reflection. Lunasa invites us to appreciate the abundance in our lives, evaluate our progress, and nurture our personal growth. In this modern age, where the pace of life can be hectic and overwhelming, the significance of Lunasa remains crucial. Pausing to reflect during this time We reconnect with the cycles of nature and our own inner rhythms. It is a time to slow down, find balance, and recharge our spirits. Through personal reflection, we can gain clarity, set new intentions, and align ourselves with the changing energies of the season. As we celebrate, let us embrace the spirit of gratitude, acknowledging the abundance that surrounds us and is within us. May we take this opportunity to honor our journey, express gratitude for the blessings in our lives, and cultivate a deeper connection with ourselves, our communities, and the natural world. By embracing the wisdom of Lugnasa, we can find inspiration, renewal, and a sense of purpose as we continue to navigate the wheel of the year. And now Alex will tell us about our bread blessing ceremony.
Central to Lama's traditions is the symbol of bread, representing the first fruits of the harvest and the sustenance provided by the earth. Lamas, derived from the Old English term for loaf mass, has ancient roots in agrarian societies where the grain harvest was a critical time of year. The early Christians adopted this festival, blessing the first loaves made from the new crop. Bread, as the product of the harvested grain, naturally became the focal point of the festival. Understanding the historical context enriches the appreciation of bread's symbolic role in Lamas celebrations. Bread, as a staple food in many cultures, embodies the nourishment and abundance provided by the earth. In the context of Lamas, it takes on a deeper meaning, representing the culmination of the growing season's hard work and the symbiotic relationship between humans and the earth. Bread is a tangible manifestation of the cycle of growth, harvest, and renewal. As such, bread acts as a powerful symbol of life, sustenance, and the blessings of abundance during Lamas. Sharing this blessed bread with others can also be a powerful act of community and gratitude. Lamas is not just a solitary affair. It's a time for community, gathering, and sharing. In historical times, entire villages would come together to celebrate the harvest. Today, sharing bread with your community can replicate this ancient practice. This act of sharing not only strengthens bonds, but also honors the communal spirit of the harvest. Lamas bread also serves as a reminder of the ever-turning wheel of the year. Just as the grain is sown, grows, is harvested, and then dies back, so too do the seasons cycle through birth, life, decline, and rebirth. The bread represents a microcosm of this larger cycle, a delicious reminder of the earth's endless dance of creation and dissolution. Beyond its physical consumption, bread can serve as a focus for meditation and reflection during Lamas. Spend some time contemplating your bread or your corn muffin that you will receive shortly. Considering all it represents, the sun's energy, the earth's fertility, and your place within this sacred cycle. This meditative practice can deepen your connection to the season and your understanding of the cycles that govern the natural world. The role of bread in Lamas celebrations is multifaceted and profound. It's a symbol of life, a product of hard work, and a means of connecting with the earth and each other. As we celebrate Lamas, let our bread be a reminder of the season's blessings and the abundance that surrounds us. Envision it strengthening the bonds of this community, nourishing bodies and souls, and honoring the sacred cycle of growth and harvest. Let this humble staple nourish your body, spirit, and our community during this festive harvest time.
So now we will consider our bread being blessed by saying, thank you, Mother Earth, for the abundance and what we are about to share. And so the way we're going to do this is people will come down the aisle with these muffins, which, by the way, are vegan and they're allergy free, so everybody should be able to eat them. And they're a little oily. I tried one, so we have napkins too, so you can wipe your fingers afterwards. So if the bread bearers would come forward. And now Tony will come introduce matters of the heart.
Good morning. I am here once again as one of the members of the CARE team, those of us who try to assure that when members of our congregation need support, support is there for them. Part of the celebration today of community and of gratitude is the opportunity to share with one another matters of the heart, those things that are occurring in our lives, in our thoughts, that may be joys, may be sorrows, may be concerns, our personal needs. I invite those of you who are here today in the sanctuary, who have something you are willing to share with this community, to help strengthen our community as we get to know one another better and better, to come up and use the other microphone, say, remind us who you are, and briefly share your joy or concern. And those on online by Zoom will have the opportunity to use the raise hand feature if they want to be recognized, or can write in chat that which is on their minds, in their hearts, for sharing. And our marvelous tech team will share that with us. Please come and share. We usually close this time with hymn 123, Spirit of Life. Let us join together now in song. This has been a morning of community and of gratitude, of remembering what we receive from the earth and the labor of others and our own mastery and labor as well. I have for you this morning some words from Ilya Forrester. Let us share together a time of quiet reflection. For some of us, this is a time for reaching beyond ourselves to that which we call God. For some, this is a time for reaching within ourselves to our innermost resources of strength and renewal. For some, it is a time to search for meaning in a troubled world. Whether we turn to that which transcends us, whether we look within our own selves, whether we find meaning or whether we fail, let us share this time together, valuing our fellowship, which does not impose belief in any one form. May we be glad of the diversity of our prayers. May we rejoice in the richness of spiritual adventure it gives our community. May we recognize the strength that we offer to each other. Blessed be.
Thank you, Tony. And now we will have our closing song, which is Harvest Moon by Neil Young. The words are up there. Feel free to sing if you like. And you can just remain seated for that. It's kind of a low-key song. Just enjoy.
Like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go dancing in the shine. 'cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest
now we extinguish the chalice, but not its light, which we can take out into the world with us and share with those who need some joy in their lives.